we're going to have to rebuild within this wild, wild west of information flow some sort of curating function.
It's time for the Access of Easy podcast, the weekly technology digest that keeps you ahead of the curve.
We've got to maybe do something with the internet.
Brought to you by EasyDNS.com.
Somebody will say, oh, freedom of speech, freedom of speech. These are foolish people.
New scam using Google to send malware links out. MailChimp will henceforth deactivate accounts sending misinformation about important events. Twitter suppression debacles roll on like a slow-motion car crash. And Justin Trudeau says free speech has its limits. Hello there, everybody. This is Mark Jeftovic with another episode of the Access of Easy Weekly Digest. This is episode number 170, and we're recording this on November 2nd, 2020, the day before the big U.S. election. The show notes for this week's edition will be at accessofeasy.com/170. Last week's quote was, "Birds born in a cage think flying is an illness." And that was I should have practiced the pronunciation before I even tried saying this. Alejandro Jodorowsky, and the winner was DW. This week's quote is, "A society that puts equality before freedom will get neither. A society that puts freedom before equality will get a high degree of both." You know the rules, no searching this up online, and the first person to post the correct source of the quote to the show notes page, which I just gave you, will get their next domain hosting or web hosting renewal on us. Okay, so there's a new scam using Google collaborative tools to send malware links. If you've been receiving notices and emails trying to get you to go to a document collaboration on Google Drive and it looks sketchy, you're not alone. A newly discovered weakness in Google Drive is being exploited by cyber crooks. They send web push notifications and legit looking emails that send you towards a document to be collaborated on within Google Drive, and those docs contain links to malware sites. After that, it's a standard issue malware infection. But the problem is they've gamed Google in a way that these notifications look legit. Well, they kind of are legit because they're actually coming from Google. MailChimp will henceforth deactivate accounts sending misinformation. So when I wrote my book, Unassailable, I cited MailChimp specifically as an example of a mailing list management platform that has, in the past, terminated accounts based solely on the content of the messages being sent. At the time, I was referring specifically to their history of banning accounts sending so-called anti-vaxxer content. And as I said in the book then, quote, "What you or I believe about vaccinations is immaterial. In my mind, it is indefensible for an infrastructure provider to make any subjective opinion about the content of its downstream paying customers. The only thing an email service should concern itself with is whether the recipient list is clean, that their user is not spamming anybody, and that the content being sent is virus-free. That's it." End quote. We canceled their remaining MailChimp accounts just on principle, but MailChimp, for their part, has now doubled down on their policy. They recently updated their terms of service, informing their customers that the company, quote, "does not allow the distribution of content that is, in our sole discretion, materially false, inaccurate, or misleading in a way that could deceive or confuse others about important events, topics, or circumstances," end quote. Which is really a grandiose and delusional aspiration to have for any tech company. In this era of expert authorities flip-flopping on everything and being behind the curve on important topics like masks and lockdowns, this in essence sets up MailChimp as yet another arbiter of truth. And at the end of the day, mail sending services are not Twitter or Facebook. They don't have this quasi-monopoly on the public square the way the big tech platforms do, so they're not really in a position to give you these take it or leave it terms. Sending email is thankfully an open protocol with ubiquitous adaptation and support across the entire network. So when MailChimp sets themselves up to referee your content, you can ditch them. The alternatives, though, might not be that much better. Klaviyo once automatically suspended our account because an issue of Access of Easy contained the word Bitcoin. They reinstated our account long enough for us to ditch them too. So now we use an open source mail marketing system called Mautic, and we just run it on a VPS node. We don't have to worry about what these busybodies at Silicon Valley unicorns think about our content. We don't care. So if you're using MailChimp, we suggest you might think about it as well, especially if you're going to color outside the lines of mainstream media narratives. Canadian mall giant caught harvesting shopper images. So privacy watchdogs say that the Canadian-based mall operator Cadillac Fairview improperly gathered facial images of 5 million shoppers. So they did this. Oh, God. They did this via cameras installed in the directory information kiosks in 12 malls across Canada. A report by the Canadian Privacy Commissioner found that the kiosks used anonymous video analysis, AVA technology, which captured temporary digital images of faces within the field of vision of the kiosks. The images were then converted into biometric numerical representations of the faces and could be used to identify individuals based on their unique facial features and then deleted, according to the report. Canadian Privacy Commissioner Daniel Tarin issued a statement saying that, quote, shoppers had no reason to expect their image was being collected by an inconspicuous camera or that it would be used with facial recognition technology for analysis. End quote. Cadillac Fairview says that the analysis was used to identify foot traffic patterns, including genders and ages throughout the mall, but not to identify any individuals. And for what it's worth, this entire program has already been suspended as of 2018. And I guess we should go on record at this point to say that Cadillac Fairview, which is owned by the Ontario Teachers' Pension, is an EasyDNS client. Trump campaign website hacked and defaced. On October 27th, the Trump campaign website at DonaldJTrump.com was hacked by attackers unknown. They defaced the homepage. They put up one of those mock seizure notices and a message that said the attackers had obtained compromising material about the president. They posted two Monero addresses and asked visitors to vote by sending cryptocurrency to one address to vote for withholding the compromising material and send crypto to the other to have it released. Monero is an alternative cryptocurrency with untraceable transactions. I haven't had a chance to look at a block explorer to see how many people fell for this. Anyway, the website was hastily restored. The attack vector is not yet known. The website used a CMS called Expression Engine, which, to be honest, I'm not that familiar with. I'm not actually familiar with at all. I've never heard of it before now. The WordFence analysis that we linked to in the show notes page does a really good job describing the incident and running through the various possible attack vectors. Update on the Chrome Zero Day that we mentioned last week. So last week we sent out a drop what you're doing notice saying drop what you're doing and update Chrome. So hopefully you've done that. If you haven't done that, drop what you're doing now and update Chrome. And it was about the zero-day vulnerability CVE 2020-15999, which impacts the FreeType library that Chrome uses. AOE reader Paul Russell pointed out to us that this also affects Chromium browsers, including Microsoft's Edge, because the Chromium browsers also use the FreeType component. So it looks like Microsoft Edge did release an update last week. If you're using the open source Chromium or some derivation of Chromium, you better check your distribution or your vendor or whatever fork you're using, what's going on there when it comes to FreeType. PayPal terminates ICANN registrar over alternative currency. PayPal's terminated services to ICANN registrar Epic, over their use of an alternative currency. Epic's Masterbucks was rolled out by the company to provide liquidity to domainers within the Epic platform. So domainers are people who invest in domain names in the aftermarket. They're domain investors. And Masterbucks was fully convertible into US dollars. And Epic's a larger player within the domainer ecosystem, and they're also especially evangelical about free speech, like really evangelical about free speech, so much so that they actually make people like me look like moderates. They go out, they take some of the customers that we would be, frankly, afraid to touch. They've got Gab, they've got the Proud Boys, and at one point, they even had 8chan. So when 8chan was going through their deplatforming issues, they reached out to us through back channels, and we just didn't feel comfortable taking it on from a business risk perspective. Epic took them on. That's how radical they are about free speech. Anyway, according to PayPal, it was the Masterbucks currency that got them deplatformed. It allowed for money laundering and tax evasion, and apparently they were trying to talk to Epic about this to get them into some sort of compliance with them for about a month before they finally pulled the plug on them. Epic alleges that PayPal is operating from an anti-conservative bias. And the Twitter suppression debacles roll on like a slow motion car crash. So all of this malarkey over the Hunter Biden laptop continued to unravel last week. It's a scandal that I think you could make the case only became a scandal in response to Twitter and Facebook's failed attempts to quash the story. My gut tells me if they had simply left it alone, the whole thing would have just fizzled. But instead, the suppression became the story. Twitter founder Jack Dorsey, along with Mark Zuckerberg and that Google guy, got hauled in front of a U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee, and they got grilled, including by Ted Cruz. And Dorsey basically admitted that the company's moderation policy is driven largely by who yells the loudest. Twitter's stock cratered about 20% in the wake of all this, and they finally reinstated the New York Post's account after locking them out of it for 16 days. And after all of this craziness, a mainstream media outlet finally picked up the laptop story. ABC ran with it, while CNN and NBC attacked ABC for breaking ranks in doing so. Meanwhile, Glenn Greenwald resigned from The Intercept, a news outlet that he co-founded, over its suppression of the laptop story. Greenwald is the journalist who broke the Edward Snowden whistleblower revelations that our governments are surveilling everybody all the time. In a separate matter, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security sent a letter to Jack Dorsey accusing Twitter's moderation policies of being a national security threat after the acting director of the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol had his account suspended for tweeting about the progress of the border wall being constructed in Texas. Twitter moderators deemed that tweet offensive and suspended the account. Justin Trudeau says free speech has its limits. So Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau declared without evidence that free speech is not without limits as he hedged his condemnation of the terror attacks in France over those Charlie Hebdo cartoons. Despite condemning the violence absolutely, he went on to chide, quote, freedom of expression is not without limits. We do not have the right, for example, to shout fire in a movie theater crowded with people. There are always limits. We owe it to ourselves to act with respect for others and to seek not to arbitrarily or unnecessarily injure those with whom we are sharing a society and a planet. End quote. As Thomas Sowell would say, oh dear, where to begin? Suffice it to say, this advice is bullshit, and it contravenes both Section 2 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms and Article 19 of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights. We link to them in the show notes page. You can go, you can read them, you can see for yourself that the rights to free expression are completely without condition or any hedging or requirement that you don't hurt anybody's feelings. The upshot is you can't cut anybody's head off no matter how much they bug you. Doing so would be disrespectful. Meanwhile, on the Axis of Easy, Salon number 28 was brought to you by the letter K, as in kleptopia, kleptocracy, and K-shaped recovery. It was a pretty interesting conversation, and you can watch it via the show notes page. Okay, I have to do a rare punch in this week. I'm recording this the next day as we're going to press the news of yet another Chrome Zero Day in the wild has emerged. This is not the same Zero Day that we had you drop everything and upgrade Chrome for last week. This is a new one, so you have to drop what you're doing again and go upgrade Chrome again. Details in the show notes, which are at accessofeasy.com/170, and pardon the lack of continuity between this punch-in and the rest of the show. That's it for this week. By the time you hear this, it's probably election day. Stay sane, stay safe, stay calm, stay healthy, stay cool, and we'll see you next week.
Bangladesh, rounds rich or fresh, they just got home.